President Trump talked with top sports officials in a teleconference yesterday about the prospect of reopening sporting events to the public. Even so, the NBA season is suspended, Major League Baseball still on hold, and the National Hockey League season is, forgive the pun, on ice. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the COVID-19 pandemic has athletes scrambling to find competition, and those who bet on games looking for other options.
After the coronavirus hit, Michael McDowell had to trade in his Ford Mustang stock car for a racing simulator.
You're used to driving off the seat of your pants. You feel the car going through the bumps and moving around. And now you just have a screen and you got to tell your brain what to do based off of those visual cues.
NASCAR postponed 7 Cup Series races in response to the coronavirus, beginning with the March 15th Atlanta race. By the following weekend, McDowell was already back racing, iRacing from his home in North Carolina. It all came together so quickly, so fast that McDowell had to borrow another driver's setup for the first online race. But for the next one, with COVID-19 forcing many retailers to scale back operations, his options were limited.
The guys at the shop on the 34 car welded me up a chassis and we borrowed some parts and pieces and we just made it work.
He finished 14th out of 35 drivers. 1.3 million people watched that iRacing event. ESPN recently televised 2 NBA ballers play Xbox. Former MVP Kevin Durant took on Miami Heat forward Derrick Jones Jr.
Come on, man. This is fluke.
And stolen by Ilias Hova.
Matt Holt is the NBA's Senior Vice President of Global Partnerships. He says the 16-player NBA 2K20 tournament is about bragging rights and raising money for coronavirus relief.
Sports fans and the NBA fans are hungry for sports and entertainment, and we hope this helps fill the void.
The loss of most sports also left a void for those that take bets on the games, the sports books. Johnny Avello says the cancellations left DraftKings the task of replacing what he estimates was 80 to 90% of its traditional business. He's the company's director of race and sports operations.
No NCAA basketball tournament, NBA, NHL all canceled. Baseball never got started. So we had to look for content, and we found it.
They did all right. That's Czech table tennis. A DraftKings spokesman said more than half of the total dollars people are putting down on the sportsbook are on what most Americans call ping pong. The pandemic has consumers looking in the unlikeliest of places for action. DraftKings is offering free pools where users can pick what they think will happen on the next episode of Top Chef or Jeopardy. Whether it's Czech table tennis or baseball out of Taiwan, with traditional sports on the sidelines, bettors will take what they can get. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in Glastonbury, Connecticut.